sun and moon, an entire galaxy, and what's worse, you and I too soon find each other expanding beyond this dirty room. Butterscotch mountains, sunshine.
Sisters and brothers, I think when Prince said, remember your dreams, your earliest dreams, he was indirectly, elsewhere he's made a similar point directly, making a point made in our last two shows, that it is our longing to inhabit concretely our true lives, the reality of our infinite being, that drives things, that it is our longing to be free that drives history, i.e. the story of class. I've come to agree with Prince that our lives are continuous, not just because of his demonstration of the fact and reality of prophecy, but because I believe that this long vision across time can be demonstrated in each of our lives. A long vision not just manifested in dreams. When I wrote in Waking Up, that as a child I identified with the chaste, captured, and beleaguered, and this was in the first chapter, being bossed. Although my conscious mind did not, some essential part of me did know that this was a pivotal quality of my life. When I listened again and again as a youth to a play about a witch hunt, a woman against whom the entire town had been roused, I cannot help but wonder now at the convergence of these themes in this moment in which I am now living. And wonder as well at my thirst as a child for murder mysteries. For while the murder of Prince is not a mystery to me, it's presented as such to the world by the powers that be, who hope to mire our appreciation of and absorption in his teachings on love, unity, and freedom globally, in lies, trivia, and minutiae, when it is honesty, authenticity, sharing, and bigness that distinguishes him. But what we in these discussions have come to see, touched on last week, in exploring the political significance of Prince, is that because Prince stood against class, he stands, as class does, in the middle of everything, and no more powerfully so than in our movement to end it. Can his significance be any more clearly seen than by observing that our solving the murder of Prince not only returns to us Nikola Tesla, exposes what the global statesman did to him and with his inventions, and therefore that the history taught to us since their theft has been a complete fabrication, hiding crimes of almost ungraspable scale and scope. But tied closely to this and equally significant, solving the murder of Prince brings together, unites science and religion, answers through the proof of his prophetic gifts, the existence of the infinite, not as poetic vision, but in a positive sense, as science, as both Nicola and Proudhon have argued, expresses our expanded understanding of nature, and most particularly of our nature, our capacities.